This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and this is Wrestle This. And I'm glad you could join me for this week's segment. You know, every once in a while in everyone's life, you do something you're really proud of, a little extra proud of, actually. And in my case, it's my book. You know, and this is not a left-handed or a roundabout way of getting in a plug for the book. This actually happened, you know, and the reason I mention it is because this past week I heard from a fellow named James Wilkes, who's a longtime wrestling fan from the Columbus, Ohio area, and someone had just give him a copy of my book for a birthday present, and he said when he started reading it, he couldn't put it down, that he stayed up all night and read the thing all the way through. It really makes me feel good to hear things like that, because I tried very hard not to make the book sound like I thought I was the only wrestler in the entire history of wrestling that ever drew any money, and I tried to keep it, I didn't try, but I did keep it honest and truthful, and I talked about the things that I thought would be important ingredients in maintaining honesty, integrity, and insofar as the book is concerned. Well, so much for that. If anybody wants to know how to get one and everything, you should know by now. You just go to www.crowbarpress.com. Well, this past week I received an email from Mongolia. I think that might be the furthest point on the globe I've ever received an email. Dr. Johnny Gayton from Warner Robins, Georgia, he's a world-famous eye surgeon, and he's on a teaching tour of Asia, and his first stop was in Mongolia, and the pictures he sent me on this are on his Facebook if you want to see them. I told him that seeing those pictures kind of reminded me a lot of my travels during my road days, both while still active in the ring and then while with WCW after my ring career. You know, I got to go places and see things that most people never get a chance to see in person. They just read about them or hear something about them from the television. You know, and I know I've been amazed at some of the things I've seen in other countries, and equally as amazed at some of the things that I've seen right here in the good old USA. You know, but seeing ancient dwellings in other countries that are far, far older than ours is really amazing to me. And I remember that on my first trip to Japan, I think it was back in, it was 1965, we went to see an old castle that was built like in 825 B.C. And it was in that same castle that I saw one of the first versions of 3D art. There was a portrait of a tiger on the wall, and the tiger was facing forward. But no matter how far to the left or to the right that you'd move, the tiger's eyes would follow you. I couldn't believe that in way back in 825 B.C., they actually had a form of 3D. You know, and actually going to foreign countries and seeing things like that make you realize how little you were really taught in school compared to the lessons that you learn in real life. Even though some of the things you were taught in school about these places was great, when you go there and you see them firsthand, you realize that some of the things that you were taught were inaccurate. Of course, the longer I live, the more I see the reporting of certain historical events that happened earlier in my life are now being inaccurately described by the so-called historians. What most of them rely upon is what was reported by the media at the time of the event, and I certainly have found that what was and is reported by the media in most cases doesn't even closely resemble what really happened. And if there was ever any integrity within the ranks of the media, which I doubt, it's certainly been lost by the modern-day journalist. So I suppose your next question to me is, what does all this have to do with wrestling? And, of course, my reply to you is going to be, really not a damn thing. I just got started talking about something that I like to talk about, so I talked about it. I hope you weren't bored, but if you really want to look at the media aspect in comparison to wrestling, there ain't a whole hell of a lot of difference between what I just described and between the way that the independent news as well as syndicated news report on wrestling. I've yet to read a report that I consider totally accurate. You know, and every report has so many discrepancies throughout it, by the time the reporter finishes the story, it's completely different than what really happened. So who can you believe? Well, I pretty much adhere to the old adage of, don't believe anything you hear or read, and only half of what you see. You know, if you want to talk about total discrepancies and inaccuracies in reporting articles concerning wrestling and so on, all you have to do is go back and read some of the articles that were reported about the Chris Benoit incident. As unfortunate as it was, most of the things that that were reported, according to the investigators, was totally inaccurate. But anyway, if you live by that rule, what I just said about don't believe anything that you hear or read and only half of what you see, you won't be fooled nearly as often as the average person. Well, anyway, thanks for joining me on this week's segment of Wrestle This. I'll be back here next week. I hope you can join me. So until then, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.